Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again. This is the Doctrine of Truth broadcast, bringing to you live from Doctrine of Truth through Blog Talk Radio. And we're happy to have you and you wherever you are, wherever you at this time, amen, and at this moment. And the subject, as always, is come through prayerful meditation and prayer. Is this the end of the world? Is this the end of the world? There's always such a discussion on this topic, amen, because of the things that are happening. Now, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, to look upon each and every one of the callers, oh God, wherever they might be, whoever they are. And Lord, we know that there's no mistake that when you drink, you call, people would call in, that you would bless them and give them the strength and the encouragement that they need, oh God, to continue to live a spiritual life, a righteous life, and to walk this life, oh God, in hope of your return. And we thank you for your word of God, and we thank you that you did not leave us in the dark, did not leave us hopeless and helpless. And you said, when a mouth of two or three witnesses, there you be in the midst. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit of his coming together with us, wherever they might be, whoever they might call in. And this we ask in Jesus' name, to bless the callers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. The subject tonight, and we're dealing with the end time, but you know, when you deal with end time, according to the grassroots here at Doctrine of Truth, our desire is always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners call in and share biblical experiences, amen, so we all come together that we can grow thereby. We never ask for your name. We always give your area code, amen, and your last four digits of your number, of your telephone number, amen. When you desire to talk, amen, after I've given you the scriptures and the opening, if you want to give a testimony or you just want to desire to share, amen, we never try to be negative. We always try to be positive to help someone. Looking in the book of Matthew's the 24th chapter, and it's very familiar chapter, but like I say here, a Doctrine of Truth, we strive for a common denominator. We're striving to get strength and understanding of a subject, and we're talking about end time. Jesus here, amen, he's predicting the destruction. They were looking at the destruction, and they asked Jesus about the end time, and he began to tell them about the signs and the different things here. We're going to approach it from the American Standard. We're going to look for it through the King James Bible. We have the New Gideon Bible, and we have the Amplified Version, amen, and the New International Version. And you always hear me here, amen, on this broadcast that, you know, we seek the translation, and we respect the translations of all different Bibles, amen, because I'm not equipped enough and skillful enough to do a lot of translation in Greek and in Hebrew to whereby I can stand before God and say, okay, Lord, I did the best I could, and he will say to me, well, you misinterpreted this, and you led people wrong. So you will hear me from time to time say that I'm reading out of this Bible and that Bible, amen, because we are trying to seek the truth, and we respect these institutions that put themselves on the line for people's lives. Of course, the Word of God, amen, is the one that save us and strengthen us and keep us, amen. So you might hear me from time to time say, well, I'm reading from this Bible, I'm reading from that Bible. So So right now we're going to approach this subject from the book of Matthews from the King James Bible. And we're looking at the, as well as, this is the King James Study Bible that we're going to approach this, the Thompson Chain Study Bible, King James, the New Version, in the 24th chapter. And we're going to take it up at the fourth verse of the 24th chapter. And Jesus has been asked about the signs of the end time and when the end will come. Reading, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many, and you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, you should mark that, because there's many building doctrine and institutions saying that the end will come, but the Bible said that all these things, the end is not coming, the end is not yet. Now, you notice the seventh verse, and nations shall rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be phantoms, pestilence, and earthquake in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, we want to try to deal with this eighth verse, the eighth verse, and we read it down. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will offend one another, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will arise and deceive many, and because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endureth to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Now here, let's watch this. Because of the nature of what we try to approach studies from a grassroots level, the common level that we all can understand, we're going to read this. Now, the eighth verse of the Amplified Bible says that all this is but the beginning, the early pains of the birth pain of the intolerable anguish. Now, this is the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version. Now, watch this. Amen. And the New American Standard says, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. Now, we have two translations stating that about birth pains. Now, the New International Bible stating that, again, all these things are the beginning of birth pains. Here we go with birth pains. Now, looking at the Gideon Bible, this is the Gideon Bible, the New Gideon Bible study. Amen. The same chapter and the eighth verse, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, we have 3-1. 3-2. We have 3-2. Now, we know, and many of it express, oh, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. You know, it does create pain, unforgiveness in some states, in some areas, I mean, of your life, you made a mistake. And it is harmful and hurtful. Now we want to read this. We want to take the King James Bible, the Study Bible. We want to read from the ninth verse. Well, we want to see what this sorrow is. Can we get a interpretation here of this word sorrow, of birth pains? Now they're talking about spiritual. They're not talking about natural, amen. This is spiritual problems here. There are spiritual things going to be happening, amen, to a person. And we want to see is this, amen. This is a part of the spiritual warfare. And we have to understand, let's throw this in the equation, because Satan always, he put out a big camouflage of things, but he's really doing something in the back door, in the back room. He's sneaking and working up things, but he throws things at you and it catch your attention. And you say, "Oh my God, I'm out of gas," and here he is back there taking your tire off your car. You know, "Oh my God, somebody took up all my plants," and here he is in the backyard knocking down your fence or taking up your grass. So don't let the devil tell you, amen. In other words, don't look at the scenery, what's going on, walls and rumors of walls, earthquake. No, Antichrist, he's working something. And we want to try to catch some of this in this study, what he's doing in the underground, in the background. Amen. Notice here, let's take it up again, 13th verse, and we're going to back up to the 9th verse of the 24th chapter of Matthew. Let's watch something. But he who endureth to the end shall be saved, and because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Then many false prophets will arise and deceive many, and then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. The 8th verse, and all these are the beginning of sorrow. Now let's see. Now sorrow, remember, it says sorrow is a painful. They was talking about birth pains. These are the pains. These is the hurtful. This is what we have to be careful about. And you see it. You see it in your home. You see it on your job, maybe around your loved ones. And you wonder why all these attitudes and character flaws, you find it in people. Why it is so hateful. Why betrayal are happening, amen. And the Bible says that this is the beginning of sorrows. This is what sorrows is about. This is what the grassroots is about, the end time. Yes, there's walls and rumors of walls. Yes, they're killing, amen. But in the mixture that causing all of this, bullying, amen. People bullied. Amen. They hate authority. False identity is all around. All of this is in the mix. Brethren, all of this is in the mix. All of this is in the mix. And you have to be careful about this. Don't let it grow. Don't let it grow among you. Be watchful. Amen. Bible says, pray, watch, and well as pray. And you see this begin to develop around you, and the enemy want to give you type of thinking, hating God. And no. This is a part of this mixture of the Antichrist movement. We're going to open up the lines now, and amen, we can go on and on. But I'm quite sure we have other testimonies. Might be somebody that have a testimony they want to share. Amen. We always open the lines. You can press 1 on your phone, and we are the technician. We'll put you in, and we give you your area code. Then we'll always call out your last 4 digits. And if you want to mention your first name, you can. But we just want to keep you, you know, honest to where you don't feel nervous or upset. No. We're here in love, and our desire is to get the truth out. It might be something you're seeing in your community, on your job, that is happening you want to talk about. Or God has done a great thing for you. God is still working. God is still strong. He's still on the throne. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. You press 1 on your phone. Is this the end time? Is this the end of the world? What you have heard on the news, you know, have to be careful about news reporters. They give us a view that what they want to give us, amen, the world, And it's, you know, are they really releasing some good material sometime? Are they always about drama? Always about, you know, negativity? Amen. That's what's selling. That's what's selling. Amen. All right. You can press one. What are we talking about? If you will, the end of the world or the end of the time, what you see. What you see, what you be mindful of, and maybe God has given you a vision. Amen. You wanted to share. God has given you a vision. You know, we always, if it's biblical, somebody know where it is. Somebody know where the scripture is, and we all have. God has not given it all to one person. He has not given it all to one person. Amen. All right. I think we have a caller. And the area code is 305. And the last four digits is 4271. Area code 305. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you.
We are listening tonight to what is being said, and we thank God for this opportunity to hear what the Spirit is saying again.
You know,
you was reading there and listening closely to what you're saying, and I notice it says the end is not yet.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it has started, but it hasn't ended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus was saying then in the beginning of Revelation, he spoke concerning that which is past, that which is today, now, and that which is to come. So we looking at the fact that it's already started, but it hasn't ended. So we are in that. This is what we are seeing. We are seeing from the start. Now, at what point are we? I can't tell you. You see, but we also must be on guard, as the scripture teaches us, to be ready. We don't know the time, but we should be ready. And matter of fact, we should be getting ready if we're not there. And that's the mercy of God. Now, what I really wanted to say was we are taught to be ready to give an answer of that which lies within us, the hope that lies within us. And sorrow, when sorrow hits, that's when men begin to lose hope. You see, we don't hope for that we already got. We hope for that which is to come. So when sorrow comes, we lose sight or that which the promise, which God has promised us. You see, I'm looking at the fact that when a lady is almost to give birth, that's when the growing pains, that's when sorrow really hits. And at the moment of her delivery, she don't care who she in front of, who she's around. She don't even care about nothing, you understand, but going through the delivery. So I'm saying that to say that's what the sorrow brings. People lose hope, they lose sight. Matter of fact, the word talks about in this time seducing spirits. You know, men will wax worse. You know what that Timothy talked about, Paul talked to Timothy, perilous times, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, whisperers, backbiters, and all this kind of stuff. And this is really opening to the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist spirit is already here, and we believe it deserves some research, but we believe it's the homosexual spirit that helps to have blanket the world, and it's getting worse. It's waxing worse and worse, you see. So I'm just looking at is this the end of the world? Not yet. Not yet. But we are headed toward the end, and that's my view on that.
All right. Very good, as always. As always, appreciate your spiritual insight. Amen. And like we said earlier, amen, if you know, you know, like you have a car or your house or your home or machine, or you know someone, amen, and they began to give you a view of a situation, you know, you turn on your radio and someone might hear it, say, oh, that radio is going, and you say, wait a minute, I just need to set it on this side here because I know my radio, you know. And Paul said we should know the tricks of the enemy. We know the enemy. And what he does and what he's doing now, he just spreading all this about, you know, these different groups. It's not going to last. What's going on is what we need to watch as Christians, as individuals. Amen. These groups can't last. They're not going to last because they fighting God. You know, they fighting God, and that's a losing battle, automatic losing battle. All right. If we have anyone else, you know, we always appreciate any views because nothing wrong. It helps us to be observant of all different approaches to a subject and things that we never thought of. And that's why we're coming together here. The Bible says, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. God, because of the birds and the old song, because he lives, you know, the birds is still singing and the wind is still blowing and God is still on the throne. He's still on the throne. And the Bible is fulfilling. The Bible is fulfilling the days of Noah and Lot. Amen. It was some terrible time during the days of Noah. Oh, brother, and it was some. God repented. The Bible says, if we go back to the garden now, we go back to the beginning. Amen. God repented that he made man. Now you know, you know we was on the cutting edge of being destroyed when God Almighty said, I made a mistake. And he looked and he saw one man. He saw Noah. Amen. So those of you that's living right, amen, and you praying and you walking upright, God know you. He knows you. And he know where you are. All right, let's push one on your phone. And amen, we don't want to get started here. I mean, I don't want to get to. We always get cranked up because we want to have some prayer afterwards, but we like to hear some more views, amen, because that's where we come together, amen. The Bible said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses about something, you know, we're discussing two or three things, and it's very important, amen. Two or three people can make a difference. Jesus made a difference, just one. Jesus made a difference. One is powerful. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Amen. If you push one on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in, and we'll talk about your last. We'll give you the last four numbers and your area code. There's some things that come on the news and the Times, and God said, and through his son Jesus, I'm going to prepare a place for you. In St. John 14, there's also in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John said that, I mean, John, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the old earth and the old heaven was passed away. Amen. So to be honest, in knowing the Word of God is always important. You study the Word of God, amen. You look up the Word of God and you sit and you read. It's going to read the same. And, you know, you get your Bible, Get your Bible concordance. And, you know, I like to run through Bibles and see what the translations, what they do. And many times you'll find also the Old Testament and the prophets as well. Notice the book of Daniel. Daniel, the 7th chapter. And Daniel had a vision dealing about the end time. And we're going to look at a portion of it, because I believe that when you go back and study it and ponder over it yourself, amen, you can get more understanding of it yourself. But we just want to highlight something here, and it's happening now in the world. Daniel 7 and 25. And he spake great swelling words against the Most High. Daniel was talking about, amen, the beast, and he was talking about the 10 horns, and you hear this all the time, those of you. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given unto his hand until the times and times be divided. Now, wear out the saints of God. You can't, think about this, wearing out. There's a difference between, you know, I'm tired and I'm getting ready, I got to rest for tomorrow, then said, oh, you defeated. You totally defeated. You know, it's over for you. No health, no food, no nothing. You destroy it. No. Without God, amen. If God's still in the plan and God is still for you, amen, you're still a child of God, the enemy will try everything he can to destroy you, but he won't be able to do that. He won't be able to do that. And notice, there's another interpretation, amen, we want to give you, amen, looking at the book of Daniel, and we want to address it from the Amplified Version and see what the Amplified Version says, the 7th chapter of Daniel, talking about the end times. And many prophets of God, they always, God, there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. There's no great new movement of God. If it is, it's already in God's word. God is already speaking. Notice in the Amplified Version, or the 25th or the 7th chapter of Daniel, and he said, and he spoke the words against the Most High God, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times, sacred feasts and holy days in the law, and the saints will be given unto his hand for a time. Amen. Now notice they are dealing with, he want to deal with the religious, the institutions, the churches, to make them change their time. Notice again that the New International Version of Daniel 7 and 25, and he spake against the Most High and oppressed his saints and tried to change set times and laws. Now, we have to be aware of things that are happening. Amen. Aware of things that are happening. If the Bible said so, these things are coming, that should take the threat of a surprise. Now, in warfare, when you have the enemy try to come up and surprise you, you know, if you're not equipped or learning about how to, you know, what your skills are, preparation is one of the part of the gospel, the full armor of God, the preparation of the gospel of peace, preparation, studying and preparing, as well as you prepare yourself. Many try to prepare themselves for retirement and, you know, and vacations and things. It's also, we need to prepare ourselves, amen, mentally about, okay, I know, oh, that's a war and rumors of war. Oh, that I can relate to that. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry this person got hurt or whatever. Amen. And God will be with you and comfort you that it give you encouragement. No, this is not going to destroy the whole world. It's not destroying the whole world. No, this is just the beginning. Just like our first caller said, just the beginning. Just the beginning. Amen. The big picture. The big picture haven't showed up yet. You know, there'll be no peace, like Isaiah said, till the Prince of Peace come. But we should be aware, and that's why Jesus told his disciples, these things are coming, but it's not the end. It's not the end. So those of you that are listening and have your Bibles and studying, this should take away the worration the enemy try to give, the fear that he want to place in your life. God doesn't work in fear. Amen. God works in, he works in love, and he always try to give out information to help you. Amen. He's concerned. He knows. He wants you to know. No, he knows about these things. He said they're going to happen. Floods are happening. Amen. Fires are breaking out. If you just listen to him, amen. He, don't be attached to these things of the world. Don't be attached to them. Don't be attached. All right, consider the ants. All right, you can just press one on your phone. Press one on your phone if you'd like to say something or give a testimony. Amen. Press one on your phone. And our operator will put you in, and we'll be glad to hear what you have to say. Amen. There's nothing negative, nothing that can be, amen, we use against you. All right. And I will call again, 305, area code 4271. Yes, sir.
You still there, Bishop?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Bless you. I'm listening. You mentioned there about the scripture you just read, how surprises, you know, things are coming all of a sudden. Trouble, mm-hmm. immediate troubles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really what's robbing us. You see, mm-hmm. I wonder why ever since I've been on this journey, why everywhere mm-hmm. I go, men are emphasizing pray. And so it just happened to dawn on me even now, because this is what we must always do, because we need to get ready and prepared for these sudden changes, these things that mm-hmm. all of a sudden take place. Because mm-hmm. if we don't have the necessary comfort, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We look at mm-hmm. the fact that the Holy Ghost is given as a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
But we miss it that he must comfort us through prayer before those troubled times. Amen.
All right. Good point.
We don't want to lose hope. You see what I'm saying? We don't. The scripture mm-hmm. said we don't sorrow as the world sorrows. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't act like those that are without hope. You see,
mm-hmm.
so what mm-hmm. we focus it on today, the enemy want to steal our hope. He want us to be ashamed. This is why we always repent. I've heard you preach about repentance. I heard you talk about laying before God. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I heard you mm-hmm. about be strong and seeing about one another. So this mm-hmm. is what this is our lifestyle and the way we live. And when there's things contrary to what we ought to do, there are things that comes without us knowing, and it will hit you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It will hit you. This is why we must constantly stay before the Lord. Keep what, even in we are busy doing our own deeds, we must really keep him on our minds. You see what I'm saying? Because
yes.
stuff come now. Listen, I thought I was strong, man. Oh, I thought I just feel the going to tell you something. In this world, mm-hmm. you will suffer trouble. You see? But the Lord promised you he'd deliver us out of all. So that's what I'm looking at there, listening as you talk, because that's what catching so many. People got plenty of money. All of a sudden, the economy, you understand, their investments, yes. all of a sudden they was feeling good about it. And all of a sudden they lose so many millions, and that sudden change, heart attacks, fear grabbing folks, and all kind of things. So this is what the preaching is all about, to sustain us. And God's word is, it is the power of God unto salvation. That's what I'm looking at.
Yes, sir. Very good point. Very good point. And I know, amen, knowing your history, you can bring that point to fruition in understanding the people. Amen. A lot of time we go through things and don't expect. I know Job never expected that.
Never.
What Job had? Oh, God. He knew he had a hedge against anything come up. But God gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
God gave it to him. And God knew, amen, that he could withstand that. God knew he could withstand that. Amen. And he never. And that many of us, and I can say, and, you know, many are going through, would never expect this, that we had that kind of, God can give us this kind of power within the fire. You know,
uh-huh.
I can say within the fire, or within this type of season. Like you say, we're going through a season. Amen. And once we grasp what God's trying to show us in this season, amen, we'll come out pure as fire. I had, when he was saying there, a caller was saying here, and I looked at Job 2, the second chapter of Job, when Job was talking about the vision and talking about the end time and God pouring out his spirit. And this is what caught my eye, my remembrance, when Job 2 and 26 out of the King James Bible, he said, "And ye shall eat the plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people will never be ashamed. And you should know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass after that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." You know, God give his spirit to his people, that they're never going to be ashamed. You can speak your way out of things. Because, amen, the book of Luke was talking about if you speak unto the mountain, amen, people can realize that our words can get us out of problems. And your word can get you in a problem. If you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you get a fight sometimes. You get in a fight, amen, but you can get out of situations. Amen. The way you speak, you can speak good or you can speak bad. James said, your mouth. So your mouth can get you out. Your mouth can get you out with God's word, prophesying. Amen. Because God has given his people power. In these last days, God has given us what we need, the children of God. God has given us what we need. We're going to say a word of prayer right now. Father, we thank you for our listeners, and Lord, we ask you to move, oh, the fear that upon them or the discomfort of their situation at this time. You know, many are going through sickness and some rehabilitation and some going through bankruptcy and readjustment of their careers and, oh, God, and building new families. And they feel that you have left them, but, Father, we know you have never left them. Jesus, you said that in your word that, amen, that you will never leave them. And you said, you be with us always. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we wanted to send that prayer out Amen. Maybe somebody just want to call in and just pray for the for this study. That whoever listens, amen, that will be a blessing to them. Amen. Also, we like to as well, amen. Those of you can go to the website. Amen. We always have to give this out. Sometimes we forget. You can go to our website. It's www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can email us there. Amen. And you can see everything we have there on the website. And also, following next month, coming up, we will be announcing. Amen. We are announcing right now. We have a book coming out. It'll be in the email form. Amen. Then later on, we have a hard copy. Amen. The Life of a Minister. The Life of a Minister. Talking about all the hard knocks and things that we have gone through, and hoping and praying that it would be a blessing. Amen. To someone that's listening. Amen. Okay, is this the end time? Is this really the end time? Is this, can we count it? Say, okay, while we're phrasing it this way, some are saying it is over. Some are saying that the world is over. Amen. Oh, your world is over. Are you seeing some? And it's good to say at this point that the gospel, God is good news. Those that have lost, amen, like Job, maybe you have lost, but you don't have God on your side. And somewhere and somehow, amen, God has stirred you to this broadcast. Amen. And you feel that it's over, but it's not over. Not with God. Man can always rebuild. Man can always rebuild. Amen. And when you have God on your side, you'll never lose. Amen. He already have won, because if God has not, amen, if his power have left this earth, amen, the Lord Almighty have left this earth, don't you know with all of this evil going on that it probably will be no world here? It will be no world here. All the, amen, evils, amen, demonic spirits will be walking this earth, amen, in body form. But because of God, amen, man, God, and man, God still loved man. He loved his image. God created man in his own image and likeness. Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider your ways and be wise, which have no chief, overseer, or ruler. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Provide her food in the summer and gather her supplies in the harvest. Amen. The New International Bible says that, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provision in the summer and gathers its food in the harvest. Amen. So, the Bible is talking about God's creation of the ants. They have a sense of survival. And these days, and we're going to turn now, we're talking about how to survive in this end time. Amen. Number one, you got to have God. You got to have Jesus Christ, the love of God. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. That's a must. That's a must. There's no way out of it. Amen. We're in a battle. Amen. And you have to accept God as your Savior. Amen. Because he is the one that give the power to his people. Amen. Because of the fact that he love everybody and he want everybody to be a part of his investment. He's the one that's going to wait. Amen. And many of us that accepted Christ, we thank God he waited. Thank God he waited, because we didn't want to be, amen, in the fallen afterlife. Amen. Here, accept Jesus, Lord and Savior. Amen. And because of the world condition, don't let that bother you, because you have the world. You have the Word. You have the Word of God. You just might as well say, thank God, I think I made it in time, because the world is going according to the Bible. Those that say they're atheists, don't care nothing about the church, they should read the Bible. They should read the Bible if they want to accept the truth, if they've been blinded. Their groups have been blinded, amen. They have gotten so far, so deep, amen, into themselves and into this life, amen, is going to take the power of God. And if God will help them if we all pray for them. Somebody pray for us. Amen. So in this end time, Jesus Christ is your Savior. He is your Savior. That's number one. That's number one. And get all you can get from Jesus. Get all you can get out of the Word. Amen. Then you become victorious. And here's the part here. Amen. God will give us power and victory, amen, to help others to come out. To help others to come out. It's just like going to work. Amen. Monday morning is a tough day. It's a tough day because you relaxed so many days. Amen. You've been off. Amen. Then once you get to working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, amen, then come down to payday, whatever day that is. But you look at all those days you had to struggle. You had to struggle to get through some days. Some days it was good. Some days it rained. Some days, you had lunch. And some days, amen, you had to bar to get lunch and whatever. But you made it through payday. You made it to payday. Now, life is like that in essence. Amen. When you accept Jesus, amen, there are things coming. Like the Bible says now, these last days, there's some things you can't stop. You can't stop wars. You don't know why people hate one another. You can think about it. Trouble, phantoms, amen. A lot of things happening now, amen, is working through Mother Nature, amen, the climates and the, amen, the water problems and the food problems, amen, selfishness, accumulation. But the Bible says to be smart like ants. Whatever you have, store up. Whatever you have, store up. Amen. Whatever it is, lay it aside. Lay it aside. Amen. Lay it aside. Lay it aside. Consider. Consider these little small animals. Little small animals. If you're able, amen, to get another home someplace, do so. If you're able to invest in something, do so. Amen. You're talking about, you don't never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come upon the land. Amen. You never know what's going to be involved in storms. And you see things happening. People have lost homes. They never expected. I know, talking with people, and they never expected, amen, to have credit problems. They lost their job. They don't know what it means. They never had that. People calling them about, paying bills, and it's too much. Amen. So we have to consider the Bible. Consider what the Word of God is saying. Amen. Consider what the Word of God is saying. And when you do that, amen, come out victorious. You will come out victorious. All right, we're winding down, and amen, and we don't want to get too far out here. We're about to closing in, amen. But this is the end time. It's survival. Use what God has put in your hand and what God knows that you're capable. He knows your talent. He knows, amen, that you might be able to handle so much funding and some things that you cannot handle. Amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, say, cast your bread upon the water, for you shall find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, also to eight, for thou knowest not what shall come upon the earth, if the cloud be full of rain, and thou empty thyself. Amen. So we never know, whatever you invest, whatever you have. All right, area code 910-429-6600. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I just wanted to kind of weigh in on a point you were hitting on there. I think we know what the Bible is speaking of in the end times, and we know the times that we're facing. I think the days of us thinking that we can make it off of one source of income, those days are coming to an end. We really got to look at different streams of income to sustain us. And I always look at it as giving God different fields in our life to bless us in. And when we look at Abraham, God increased his land, and he increased what he already had. You know, when he blessed him, he already had a certain amount, and God increased it. And I think that's what we got to have that mindset, you know, to come up with different multiple streams of income. We got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us to give us the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to go in different avenues and start different businesses and have a different streams of income coming in. That way we can survive financially, and that'll carry us a long way. Just relying on your job, just relying on your job every week is not the answer, because there have been many people that have lost so many things, homes, cars, you know, lost families, been split up just because they relied on their primary source of employment and not having a backup. And I think that's one of the things we got to be wise about and be smart about is having different streams of income to come in and giving God different areas he can bless us in our lives, and praying over our businesses and asking the blessings of God to come into them. So I just wanted to share that, because I think that's a real issue in the body of Christ in general. You know, we gotta do what we're supposed to do and give God some areas that he can bless us in, and that comes through our hands and through our businesses and through our witty inventions and ideas and things that we can capitalize on in the world today. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I definitely believe that.
All right, very good, very good, very good point. We're going to area code 701, last four digits 6205. Area code 701. God bless.
Hello. How you doing?
Yes. All right.
Good. I was just sitting watching the news about West Virginia floods. You know, that's a sign of the end times, too. All this weather is going just ballistic. You know, people are losing their lives because of rain, lightning, tornadoes, you know, what have you. So you're right. We have to put our faith in God, because there is none other. I mean, he controls the weather, true enough, but also it makes us have common sense to stay out the weather, you know. Because I, for one, was going to do a rainstorm, we were driving for the area if I know it's going to take my life away. But at the same time, you know, people say we're here toward last days. No, I believe we are in the last days right now. Yeah. Not because of the wars and the terrorist attacks, but also because of the weather. So we just got to keep our faith in God and just keep trusting in him, because, you know, man can't do anything but fail us. You know, man can be alive, but God is the truth. We should worship him in spirit and in truth. So that was a powerful word tonight. I enjoyed it myself. I still was blessed by it. So that's all I wanted to say right tonight. Thank you anyway.
God bless you. God bless you. You have our prayers. And amen. When we get off the air, we'll be praying for you. Amen. Because this is for all of us. We share one another. Amen.
Right.
Thank God for it. If you pray for the Holy Spirit giving you comfort, amen, he's going to give you a vision, a dream. Amen. He has a way out for you. Things God always mother trying to give us and his strength than ever before. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. You too, sir.
All right. All right. Amen. We're going to keep our brother in prayer. Amen. All of us right now, we're going to touch and agree. Amen. Our brother that's been in calling right now, Lord, we ask you to send your strength, your angels, amen, of strength and comfort to him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even though we live here, we are natural beings here, but strengthen his heart and his mind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Yes. When I was coming up, I was talking to people about investing. One thing about the Holy Spirit, he will. All right, every code 305-4271. Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you, doctor.
I'm looking at, is this the end of the world? There are signs that the scripture tells the believer to really pay attention to. And I'm thinking of the fact that if you notice today, it's all seen to be about money. Everything is about money. And the enemy is constantly trying to steal a march on us and get control of your money, the money that you haven't made, you see. He want to get his hand into it. And he doing this, it's sad, through the government, because people trust the government. The government's supposed to be taking care of its people. So what I'm looking at here is all kinds of programs that somewhat designed, supposed to help people, is really robbing the people, you see. So this emphasizes the fact that we have to believe what God told us. He said he never leave us, not forsake. Forsake means that, listen, he'll take care of the poor. So this is what I'm looking at. We invest in the world. We produce, we get gain through the world. But when it comes down to God, you give to him. Amen. It's
all right.
A difference.
All right.
You give to him.
All right.
That's what
we need you to give us a little short prayer here, Doctor. We're easing away time and give them a short prayer.
Lord, we thank you for what we are hearing tonight. And we pray, oh God, that you delight yourself in the subject matter tonight. Pray that our ears will be open to the truth and bless those that are sorrowing, as the brother just called. Touch him in his strength, oh God. Give him endurance to stand in troubled times. Not only that, but the rest of us, oh God, open our ears to the truth and lift us up, oh God, where we are broken down. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you and all of you. My mind fell on what the Lord gave me many years ago, Matthew 7:7. Amen. Regardless of what we're going through, we do some research. We got computers. We got telephones. Amen. We just research, amen, and pray and ask God for an answer. Jesus said he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your comfort. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you make us more than conquerors. Because we know when we come out of this, amen, we're going to be able to help others. And, God, we thank you. You make us the head and not the tail, giving us that compassion that you have. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen. God bless you, all of you today. And you can always go back and review this program on our website, amen, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can always... Amen. Pray. Amen. Pray. Prayer is not a weakness now. It's not a weakness. Amen. The world want to know what God's going to do, and God already done it. He given it unto his people. We have vision. We have dreams. Amen. The more you talk to him, the more, amen, you get strength from him, and he loved that. He loved for you to lean and depend on him, For man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. God be with you. We are prayer. Amen. That you are victorious. You are victorious. And he's still alive and not dead. God bless you. And may Jesus smile on you. Till next time.